Welcome to another edition of Data Centric Podcast. I'm Steve McDowell, Senior Technology Analyst and Quarantine Bread Baker at More Insights and Strategy. And I'm here with my partner crime, live from his turkey room, Matt Kibble.
I'm not a bread baker though, so.
You're not? What, do you have a quarantine hobby? What are you working on?
You know, you and I should move in together. We could be like the odd couple, Felix and Oscar. You can bake the bread and I'll fix the faucets when they go leaky.
So I'm Felix. Great. All right. Hey, Matt. So my calendar tells me we should be in Las Vegas this week, drinking too much coffee, collecting t-shirts, stealing water bottles from booths. But we're not. We're virtual. And Dell's taking its conference virtual and moving it to later this year, I think. But that's not stopping the Dell machine from continuing to innovate and release products. It seems like for a long time now, Dell's been talking about its mid-range.next storage, and they've been stingy on the details. We talked about this after their analyst event in November, where they talked a lot about storage, but they wouldn't tell us what in the heck was in their mid-range.next. But today, we finally get to find out what it's all about, because this morning, Dell announced its new PowerStore product. So I don't know if you're excited. I'm excited to have Caitlin Gordon here. Caitlin is Dell's Vice President of Product Marketing, responsible for Dell EMC Storage and Data Protection Portfolio. Welcome, Caitlin.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. This is an exciting day for us.
I bet it is. You've spent most of your career at EMC, it looks like, and now Dell EMC, so this must be an exciting launch. And PowerStore, it feels like one of the biggest storage launches in recent memory from you or really some of your competitors. That must feel really good. What do you want to tell us about what your teams have delivered here with PowerStore?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. I may go as far as to say this is the biggest and hardest but most fun launch I've ever been a part of. So it's exciting to finally get it out into the market. And you know, sorry we were stingy on it before. I think it was worth the wait when we finally brought it out, hopefully, here today.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Right. And we did an analyst briefing about a week ago where we got to see what's in PowerStore a little more in depth. And now, you know, today that's available to everyone. So what were you aiming for and what did you deliver with PowerStore? How do you feel about the product?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. I mean, this has been years in the making for us. We've been designing this for a number of years. And when we looked at what did we want to build here, we really took a clean sheet design with what we built with PowerStore. And it's a pretty rare thing to get to do that as a Fortune 500 company, to actually build something from the ground up and get to design every single piece the way you want it. It's kind of like if you build your own house, where you literally get to pick every knob, every pull, everything in the whole house. You get to design that down. And when we were designing PowerStore, we really were thinking, how do we serve the broadest set of our customers' needs in primary storage? What would that look like? What would the architecture look like? What kind of protocols? What hard drives? What does the software look like? And then how do we not only create infrastructure that will help them with what they need today, but probably most importantly, how can it help them change the way they operate their data center and evolve with their business? And we know everyone's business is evolving unpredictably and rapidly, and you need to ensure that an infrastructure can evolve with you.
So between the legacy EMC products and legacy Dell products, a crowded portfolio, and PowerStore seems to simplify the mid-range in kind of a good way. And it covers a broad swath of the market, as you talked about. So where are you aiming this in terms of workloads, and how do you think it sits relative to the rest of your portfolio?
Yeah, it's certainly been one of our known challenges as we came together as Dell Technologies, is how do we simplify this portfolio? And PowerStore is a major step on that journey. So we've had PowerMax as our lead in the high end. We've had PowerVault as our lead in the entry space. Now with PowerStore, we have our lead mid-range all-flash solution. And that's a big part of the market, right? Mid-range is the biggest part of the external storage market. It's a highly growing part of that market. And when we looked at workloads, we're really talking about certainly databases and applications, so your block workloads, but both physical and virtual, right? Because we know that even though a lot of the world has been virtualized, things that are physical today are probably going to remain that way. And at the same time, we want to be able to support container-based workloads and Kubernetes support and general purpose file all on the same system. because by standardizing and consolidating all those workloads on a single system, it really helps simplify overall operations.
Makes a lot of sense. And so this thing's a performance beast. I'm not going to go into speeds and feeds, but you guys are claiming it's 7 times faster with 3 times lower latency than a comparable Unity XT system. But beyond its raw capability, this whole idea of intelligent infrastructure and the use of embedded AI seemed to play a critical role and how the system was designed and performs and operates, right? So talk to us about how you're using AI and embedded intelligence to help make the experience better.
Yeah, and it's all towards this vision of helping our customers get to an autonomous data center. Mm-hmm. That means having the automation to the box, right, with VRO, Ansible modules, support for Kubernetes, really helps it fit into these DevOps environments and overall self-service IT. That's kind of your automation to the box. Automation in the box is that AI you mentioned is built into the platform. It's really all designed to optimize system resources, minimize the time that IT spends hands-on with the infrastructure. Less time hands-on means less money spent and lower risk, right? The less manual steps. And the last part of that is the intelligence from CloudIQ. So that's our cloud-based analytics platform that provides really advanced monitoring of infrastructure, helps our customers stay ahead of problems. And probably even more important today, it helps them do so remotely, whether it's from a web browser or a mobile application. They can keep an eye on their infrastructure, quickly troubleshoot issues, and even predict future needs. And CloudIQ, part of our announcement today was CloudIQ not only supports PowerStore and our storage portfolio, but we'll actually be coming across all of the Dell's infrastructure portfolio as well.
Hey, so quick question for you, Caitlin. No, I'm going, Steve, too late. So quick question for you. Interesting on the kind of, you talk about autonomy and kind of the autonomous data center. I know Dell has made a lot of progress on the autonomy front. Power1 was launched back in November. Great story around programmable infrastructure. Is this kind of lines up to that greater vision of Dell of, essentially plug it in and they're just kind of resources available? Okay. I see you nodding some.
Yes. Can't hear the nodding, but you see the nodding. So absolutely. Right. The autonomous infrastructure from Power1 is really the beginning of this. Every piece of infrastructure we introduce into the market will have that intelligence built in. So whether it's 3-tier architecture in a single solution or the individual components themselves, they need to have that intelligence built in, because we fundamentally believe anything we bring to our customers today has to be very simple to operate within the element manager itself, but even more importantly, can really just fit into all of the automation initiatives in the overall business as a whole.
Sure. And you look for a common kind of integrated backend. You mentioned Ansible. I know that's a big part of the Power1 solution. You're looking at a common backend management kind of functionality integration among all of those kind of parts of the infrastructure portfolio as well, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. Well, the way we see, Matt, is that there's some customers are standardizing on VMware as that kind of control plane for the data center. So we have plugins like VRO and VRA to enable that for our customers who are all in on VMware. But we also know others are really into more open automation, and that's where Ansible will come in. So you'll be able to support all of your data center with infrastructure, including PowerStore with the Ansible module.
Thank you.
Hey, so Caitlin, one of the things that caught my attention when we went through the briefing on Power1 is beyond its storage capabilities, you're embedding a hypervisor in this thing. And you talked a little bit about during the launch event, this idea of the business edge and how PowerStore can play there. So you have something you're calling AppsOn, which I really like that term. But what is AppsOn and where do you see it being leveraged? This is not HCI, right?
Yeah, that's one of the primary questions we get. So AppsOn, for those who have not kind of read up on it yet, AppsOn is a really exciting capability of PowerStore. What we've done with PowerStore is essentially we have two different deployment models. Your standard deployment model is the PowerStore OS running bare metal on purpose-built hardware, serves up external capacity for hosts, which is pretty traditional deployment for a storage array. What we also have is a hypervisor deployment model, which enables us to take that PowerStore OS, abstract it from the underlying hardware, onboard our favorite hypervisor, VMware ESXi, and run that PowerStore OS in a VM on PowerStore. Now, with the remainder of that hypervisor, we can run a handful of specialized applications onboard the appliance. And that's what AppsOn is. It's really that capability to run applications on board.
And you're giving the end customer, the IT guys, the ability to put their own applications within those virtual machines. They manage it like any other VMware installation with, I guess, PowerStore is partitioned off somehow. But you're opening this up for them to deploy their own applications.
That's absolutely right. Anything that can run in a VM can run on there. What we really have heard from our early customers and conversations with partners as well is we think that we'll probably see that infrastructure type applications, so antivirus data protection type things will be run on board, help simplify things to really collapse the compute into the storage infrastructure from that standpoint. The other would be more data intensive apps. So think of things that are very latency sensitive, real-time analytics, Flink and Spark, that type of thing, would really run well because you have that locality to the storage for the compute. That's really where we see this being used. And you mentioned it, it's not HCI. Mm-hmm. It's highly complementary to HCI. We know VxRail has really been leading the HCI market. We also know it's deployed side by side with three-tier architecture most of the time. And the reason is that each architecture is really built for different types of workloads. Mm-hmm. And what we've done with PowerStore is we brought a little bit of compute into storage, whereas what you've done with HCI is you kind of brought a little bit of storage into compute. And when you can leverage these two side by side and have consistent operations with VMware up at the top, it's a pretty unique combination of having the right architecture for the right workload, but still simplifying operations.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And then, so I guess just to play this back a little bit. So if I'm a customer and I'm deploying an application to a VM running on PowerStore, what I see from PowerStore is just traditional block storage or whatever it is I'm exporting, maybe vVol support, but that I'm interfacing it like I would any other storage array. You're not.
That's absolutely right. Yep.
Awesome. That is very cool. And beyond what you talked about, I can see that being used at, you know, at the edge in Robo, where maybe I want a consolidation play without going full steam HCI. So
that's right. Yeah, especially if you standardize on PowerStore at your core data center, right? The limited footprint at the edge really makes sense to be able to collapse that infrastructure down into a single stack.
Okay. The other thing you talked about as part of the launch is you built PowerStore. It's a clean sheet design, a ground up effort. You're using very modern architectural elements that evolve how we think about building storage arrays, right? I've been in the storage industry for a long time, right? And this goes beyond just things like NVMe everywhere. You built the PowerStore internal architecture on a containerized foundation. Usually we don't talk about, you know, how the system's architected internally. You are, right? So what's the benefit that a containerized approach brings to PowerStore users?
Yeah, so again, it's a fully container-based architecture. Mm-hmm. So that OS is all built and innovated on the container level. That it really is two big benefits. For us, it's enabled us to innovate faster and even bring it to market in the first place. And as we innovate over time and enhance the software, we're going to be able to do that at a more granular level and at a faster pace. The other thing, and the part that customers will really be able to benefit from more directly, is because we're focused on development at that container level, we're able to develop things and then deploy them consistently across our portfolio. For example, the file stack that you have in PowerStore is something that we've built and containerized and will continue to deploy as the standard file stack across our entire primary storage portfolio. So you get that consistency across the whole portfolio and you get the benefit of the faster innovation at that container layer.
Excellent. Now that makes sense. And yeah, that's really kind of future-proofing, allows you to deliver, I guess, faster and safer feature updates, bug fixes, things like that. So that's a big help to the end customer. the other thing's a big help to the end customer, and I think this is new for you. You're changing up your approach on how you're keeping your storage customers current with what you're calling the Anytime Upgrade program. What is Anytime Upgrade?
So Anytime Upgrade is really exciting. It's interesting how much of our conversation has moved away from speeds and feeds and efficiency and the bread and butter of what was storage even 5 years ago into how do I consume things? How do I make things more simply streamlined in my overall business operations and purchasing? And Anytime Upgrades really marries the ability to non-disruptively upgrade the controller technology with a new service offering. And customers who buy into the Anytime Upgrade program have the ability to do that non-disruptive controller upgrade. That means keep all capacity in place, put new controller technology into the system without disrupting the business, without taking downtime. You can do that within generation. You can do that to the next generation. You can also use your Anytime Upgrade credit towards a second appliance and scale out, since PowerStore can scale up and scale out. And when you compare Anytime Upgrade to other like programs in the market, we're really excited because we've designed this to be really flexible. It doesn't have the limitations of others of when you what timing you can do that upgrade and requiring these long 3-year lock-ins on the contract and really having all those flexible solutions of how you can swap that out is really unique compared to other programs in the market. So we're really excited because it really enables us to, again, help not only change the way that their infrastructure operates, but how their business operates and how they can consume it.
Yeah, you made the claim on one of your slides that I read that if you're a Dell EMC customer, this will be the last data migration you do. Right? You put some tools in to do, I'm looking at the slide now, 10-click migration from existing platforms, and I guess you're going to streamline that moving forward. That's an important part, though, of the story, right?
It's hugely important. Once you're on PowerStore, it's the end of data migration. And the good news is getting data there will be, that last migration will be really seamless. We've invested a considerable amount of time and energy. We actually had a dedicated engineering program around simply that migration technology. So we built in a number of options into the platform to enable that non-disruptively, enable that without an agent, or of course there's host-based solutions. And you got the claim right there. We've done so much here that we can enable our customers to move from an existing system into PowerStore in less than 10 clicks, which really just shows how much we've put into ensuring that that is a seamless and simple experience to get the data there. And that last migration will be a good experience, and it'll be even better because it's your last one.
Yeah. So while we're talking about other Dell systems, this lands right in the mid-range. There's a lot of legacy or a lot of adoption of your more traditional, what I guess now are legacy products. How are you looking at PowerStore and how are you positioning PowerStore relative to the products that it's, I don't want to say replacing, supplementing? How would you characterize it, right? What's happening in the mid-range of your portfolio?
Yeah. So PowerStore is now officially our lead mid-range all-flash solution. Unity XT is our lead mid-range hybrid solution. We have also not end-of-lifed any of our other existing products that have been serving that part of the market. There's one thing that we know about our data center customers and certainly our storage customers, we are not going to be rushing a transition here. We need to make sure that we give customers time to be able to transition to these lead products on the time they want and with the tools that they want to use. We've built everything ready to go from day one, but we know it's going to take years for people to feel comfortable with the new technology, move there. And that's why we have not end-of-lifed any of our existing platforms. And we're going to ensure that that transition is really seamless and can happen on a customer's time.
Oh, that's a great approach. I mean, storage upgrade cycles, you know, tend to take a very long time and people build tooling around existing infrastructure so that you're keeping that alive. I applaud that. I'm going to switch gears just a little bit. Matt and I have been following, you know, infrastructure as a service, whether that's storage as a service or different utility models, you know, for providing storage, processing, whatever, right, to IT. And there's been a range of consumption models that have ranged that have emerged over the past few years that supplement traditional on-prem deployments. You guys, right, you got pay as you grow, flex on demand, data center utility, all of these things. How are you seeing demand evolve over that spectrum of offering? Is there growth in one model versus the other?
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch, and especially even in the last couple months. I'd say that this was a very rare conversation to have with customers not so long ago, and more it's becoming a really important part of what our customers are looking for is that ability to consume infrastructure as an operating expense. And we haven't seen really one or another really pop, and we've really been enhancing our offerings. You know, you see how probably a couple weeks ago we released a one-year term, for example, for Flex on Demand. So we're continuing to enhance our offerings. We're getting a lot of feedback from our customers about what they want to see. So we're really early days here, but it's clear that this is where we're all going, and the interest is certainly increasing here. And we're happy that PowerStore is part of that Dell Technologies on Demand portfolio, because it's an important part of how we're bringing all of our technology to market.
Got it. Hey, so to kind of wrap up, you've been at EMC, Dell Technologies, most of your career. This one's exciting. You've reinvented mid-range storage. Where are you going next?
Vacation was the plan, but not anymore. So, so I guess we'll have to cook up something else to do. Yeah, we are not stopping. We've got a lot of exciting announcements coming. We've got a lot of work to do in a lot of areas. I think we focused a lot on primary storage today. There's huge market opportunity in the unstructured space as well. So, stay tuned. We've got a lot more that we're cooking up in the next coming months here.
Okay. I know you don't want to announce anything here, right? But wearing my analyst hat, and I'm looking at your portfolio slide right now, there's a handful of things there that don't have the Power brand on them yet. So I'm guessing that that's where you're going to be looking.
Let's say, no, it's not a bad guess, Steve. We're very clear that we're going to have a leading solution, and the branding's going to all line up. So you might be onto something there.
All right. Well, that's a great note to end on. So thanks, Caitlin, for taking time to join us, and congratulations on this launch. You're going to have a busy week.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. It's great talking to you guys.
Great. Hey, Matt.
Steve-o.
This wraps up another Data Center podcast.
It most certainly does.